All right, everyone, buckle up. We're diving deep today.
Deep dive.
Exactly. We're diving deep into the world of,
The world of psychology.
well, one psychologist in particular. We've got this, looks like a bio page or something for Meitei Garagorbil Landezabal.
Okay, cool.
And it's got, all the usual sections
Yeah.
like presentation, docencia,
Yeah.
which I think is teaching, right?
That's right.
Leads the investigation.
Her research.
So the big question is,
The big question is.
who is this Meitei Garagorbil Landezabal?
Right.
And what can we learn about her career from this little snapshot?
I like it.
So right off the bat,
Right off the bat.
we see she's a doctora in psychologia and an especialista in psychologia clinica.
Oh.
Those are some serious credentials.
Yeah, those are not easy titles to come by.
What do those even mean?
Well, I mean, obviously she's a psychologist,
Yeah.
but doctor in psychology, I mean, she's got a doctorate in psychology.
So, like, beyond just a psychologist.
Right, beyond just a regular psychologist. This is years of extra study,
Oh, wow.
research, dissertation, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And then a specialista in psychologia clinica.
That's a mouthful.
It is. It's basically a specialization in clinical psychology,
Psychotherapy and stuff.
exactly, working directly with patients, focusing on the clinical aspects of psychology.
So we know she's like really qualified.
Extremely qualified.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how these titles work in the Spanish system.
Oh, how
Well,
so?
they're very specific and kind of formal.
Okay.
If you think about it in US terms, it's like she's got a PhD AND board certification in
Oh.
clinical psych. So, like, double the expertise,
Double the expertise. All right, so
Yeah.
we've got this super qualified psychologist,
Right.
and then it says she's a catedrática de evaluación y diagnóstico psicológicos.
Oh, that's a lot of
It
words.
is a lot of
So,
words.
what's that all about? Well, catedrática basically means she's a professor,
A professor, okay.
a full professor at a university level.
Gotcha.
And then the evaluación y diagnóstico psicológicos.
The what?
That specifies her area of expertise.
Okay, so break that down for me.
It means psychological evaluation and diagnostics.
So, what does that mean?
Basically, it's all about how we figure out what's going on with people mentally.
Okay.
Like, how do we identify different mental health conditions? What tests and assessments do we use?
Right.
How do we make sure those are accurate and reliable?
That's pretty important, I guess.
It's super important, especially these days
It
when
is.
mental health is such a big concern.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
And it's not just about diagnosing
It's
problems.
not.
No, it's also about understanding people's strengths.
Oh,
So
interesting.
she's really at the cutting edge of how we like approach mental health assessment, basically.
Wow. Okay, so where is she doing all this?
Let's see.
It says Universidad del País Vasco. So I'm guessing that's
The University of the Basque Country.
University of the Basque Country.
Yeah.
Okay, where's that
It's
exactly?
in Spain,
Spain. Okay.
but specifically the Basque Country, which is
So,
kind of a unique region.
unique how?
Well, they have their own language, their own culture, a long history.
Wow.
So it makes you wonder
All
if
right.
maybe that influences her work in some way.
You think?
It's possible, right? Like, different cultures might have different ways of thinking about mental health.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So that's kind of cool, just something to think about.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so we've got professor, doctor, specialist,
Right.
super qualified,
Very qualified.
working in this unique region.
Yep.
And then there's this,
What's that?
Académica de Número en la Academia de Psicología de España.
Oh, wow.
And Medalla 37.
That's impressive.
What does all that even mean?
So the Academia de Psicología de España is like the top, the elite group of psychologists in Spain,
Wow.
like the National Academy.
So she's a member of this academy.
Not just a member, Académica de Número means she's a full member,
Yeah.
like one of the core
So
groups.
not just anybody gets in.
Definitely not. It's a huge honor.
What about Medalla 37?
That's interesting.
It is.
It probably means she's the 37th person to receive this honor.
So she's been a member for a while.
Likely, yeah.
Wow. So to be recognized like this.
She must have done some amazing things in her career.
Yeah, it makes you wonder what kind of research she's done.
Absolutely. Like, what's she known for in the field?
Yeah.
That's a question we need to answer.
Definitely. Okay, so last thing on this page is just an email address.
Okay.
But
And what was a Gmail?
address.
Oh, interesting.
You'd think it would be her university email.
Yeah, you'd think so.
So what's up with that?
Well, maybe she just prefers Gmail.
Maybe.
Or maybe it's, you know, a sign of her being accessible, even with all these accomplishments.
You think?
Could be. Like, even the top psychologists, they're still people, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe she likes to keep things simple, connect with people directly.
Makes sense. So, to sum it all up.
Sum it up.
We've got Maytel Gordabil, lend us a ball.
Yep.
Super qualified clinical psychologist.
Right.
Focused on
evaluation and diagnostics.
Right.
Figuring out how we understand mental health.
All that.
Exactly.
And she's a top expert in Spain.
Top of her field.
Yeah.
Respected by her peers, obviously.
For sure.
Based on that academy membership.
Absolutely.
Makes you think, though, doesn't it?
What do you mean?
Like, what kind of specific work did she do to get to this level?
Yeah, good question.
What are her big contributions to psychology?
Right, we didn't get into her research at all.
Exactly. And did being in the Basque Country influence her thinking?
Oh, yeah, we were wondering about that.
So many questions left to answer.
Well, we've given everyone a starting point.
We have.
So now it's up to you to keep digging.
Yeah, go explore.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Always a pleasure.
See you next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.